Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalad, Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Welcome back to Erois. Last time, our party travelled to the ruins of Kamina City, once a part of the exalted domain called Solvin. The ruined city now lays at the northern tip of the continent of Gisela, and seemingly contained answers and guidance for the Guardian Paladin Sentry. Making their way into the city, accompanied by Caltain Ramavulthir of the Sanzian Commonwealth, who bargained to help the party in exchange for troops and labor to repair their airship to investigate it. The group encountered ancient, rusted feral guardians who have gathered here in great numbers. As they stalk through the ruined city streets, Sentry sees a visage of a golden angelic guardian and chases after her. The party follows, bringing the attention of the roving feral guardians towards them. Sentry finds herself in the Glass Scar, a section of the city transmuted into glass by an ancient weapon of Calla Starbanes. An open set of doors leads down into an ancient chamber. Fleeing into the chamber and sealing it behind them, the party discovers a strange echo bearing a similar resemblance to the angelic guardian that Sentry saw in her vision. The guardian is imprisoned within a strange crystal, waiting beside it, an imposing knight of Callus Starbane's empire. The knight reveals himself to be Maximilian Taldros, a strange humanoid that the party do not recognize. He also reveals his companion, Dana Gloamfire, a Durgar sorceress. The pair explain they were sent to investigate a missing research team and have found that a powerful guardian now controls the city, fully corrupted by Hadar. Sentry frees the trapped Echo, and together her and Lucius witness its memories, revealing that the corrupted guardian is called Herald, and she was sent here to await the Prime's successor. And to save off her own death, she fed on the life of other guardians to extend it, placing the last vestiges of her sanity and inherent goodness inside the Echo. She sealed it away and has become a terrible power within the ruins. The party make an uneasy alliance with the two forces of Calla Starbane and head towards a temple of Siaska, where they intend to lure out Herald and battle her to try and free her of her malign influence and reunite her with her Echo. A battle begins, and a powerful bodyguard of the Herald's appears, a former royal guardian of Solwyn called Rook, who clashes with Sentry. And that is where we begin today. Fully in combat,
yeah.
Initiative already rolled.
Ah.
And it is time to begin.
Ah, I'm spooked.
I'm scared.
Die.
I don't want to die.
And in fact, it begins with the Herald herself.
Oh, shit.
She will...
Bugger.
Oh, hello.
She's flying away?
She's actually going to lower herself slightly.
Oh.
Bringing herself to about 20 feet off the ground, she swoops down.
Oh, hi.
10, 15, oh, no. Yep. Making a line to...
hovering above where Nova and Lucia stand in front of the Grand Temple of Siaska itself, she lets out a mournful, terrible wail. She raises her staff with this kind of jagged scythe blade melded onto it, and she throws it, spinning through the air. It collides towards Lucius and then doubles back to strike Nova before returning to her hand.
Cool.
She's going to make two attacks.
Boomerang scythe.
Boomerang scythe. Damn. Lucius, that's really cool. That is a 24 to hit you.
Nah, I don't think so.
Nova, 3-11 to hit you.
Hey.
So you dodge to the side as the scythe spin past. Lucius, however, you are going to take some damage here, my friend.
Is this fine?
This is fine.
Is this Rook?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
bad
Rook.
Dude. Bad. Yes. Smash?
Yeah, mega smash.
Smash?
No. Don't smash him.
Just smash?
That's Maximilian.
There's a smash, that smash.
Thank you.
They're guarding the other exit.
Lucius, do you have any resistance to psychic damage?
Yeah,
nope. You take 27 points of damage as this scythe, not only does it cut your body, but as it does, you feel the torment and the agony and the misery of this guardian's life passes, flashes through your mind as the blade strikes you and then it snaps back into her hands.
I can relate.
Nova, at the start of your turn, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
You're in that aura.
What aura?
She does that bad aura.
She's not suffered from it yet.
11.
I need you to make, it must immediately take the attack action against a random creature within reach. So using...
Everyone's in reach.
Now, one thing I'm going to change on this is... it wouldn't make you use your spells, which is what I did with Lucius before. Okay. So this is you either have to make a melee attack... or a ranged attack if you have one. If you have neither, you have to throw your weapon.
So Eldritch Blast is 120 foot.
Okay, so if you want to, rather than throwing Tian Gong, if you want to use Eldritch Blast, you can do that.
Is that not a spell?
It is, but
it's a cantrip. So it's not.
So I'll say if that's what you want to do, rather than using a weapon attack, I'm going to give you the choice.
And it's random person?
It's a random person. So it's basically between one, two...
It'll be everyone, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe not these guys.
120 foot. It'll reach these guys.
Yeah, it would do. All right, so let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These guys are actually technically off the map.
9.
So we'll do 9 and I'll just re-roll a d10.
What about the Echo itself?
The Echo, I don't think we're going to have targetable.
Okay.
So, I mean, actually, technically, it probably would be.
Oh, but it's only got like one health. I take it back, ignore me.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Against Ayla, please.
Sazbu.
And this is the full attack, so this is both beams.
Full beam.
Natural 20 on one.
Cool.
Oh, no.
And an 18 on the other.
Just.
And this is force damage, so you're not resistant to this.
I don't have my fucking...
Am I raging already?
Yes, you are raging.
I had in my note, I wrote out my crit scores, so I
can... So it would basically be D10, so it would be 10 plus another D10 for the crit.
Is that a D10?
So just D10 plus 10.
20.
1. So I rolled a 1.
Yeah, so 11 for the first one, and then the second one is just a D10.
That's an okay crit.
Wait, I'm reading the wrong fucking...
Yeah, if it's Eldritch Blast, it would be D10 plus the max, which is 10, and then the next one would just be normal damage.
D10.
8.
Oh, that's quite a lot of damage.
So you feel this maddening influence from this herald. Like,
herald that is mean.
It warps your thoughts, your vision... The city almost seems to flash back into how it was, and you just become confused and you lash out with your, you know, an attack, something familiar to you, and then you look and see that you've struck Ayla.
I'd probably scream, like, Ayla, no!
Dude, what the fuck?
I'm sorry!
You can still move and take any bonus actions on your turn.
Oh, that replaces your attack action.
It's you immediately take the attack action.
That's really bad.
I'm going to move away from her so I can move.
If no creatures are within reach, it makes a ranged attack using a random creature within range, throwing its weapon if necessary. So if you have a ranged cantrip, I'd say actually, yeah, you would use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not it using a slot.
So move or bonus action.
I want to one or the other.
No, you've got both. Okay. It's just your action you
can use. Can you move me 30 foot away from her?
So you could try and jump 10 feet down off of this raised area and then run back, or you could try and run forwards if you want. If you want to run forwards, then you might as well just like run down here.
So I just want to be away
5,
from
10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You're still just out of range.
And then can I Hexblade Curse? Who should I Hexblade Curse?
Me, you'll get the
quickly.
I'm gonna cast I'm gonna cast
one of the little scrubs.
Little scrubs.
Okay, sure. Should we say the closest one to you?
Yeah.
This one? Did I bring something for this? We can use this. We'll just use this to designate that you've currently got your Hexblade Curse on it. Cool. After Nova's go, Ayla. Herald is flying up in the air. You can see she has these black wings of light. You've seen this other Guardian rush up to Sentry, and they've literally like locked weapons and they're fighting. Three more are currently rushing towards down as well. Three more scrubs.
Seeing that Sentry's a bit injured, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go for this dude here.
Okay.
Because she's had
some
hits.
Now, if you just go back to where you were for a second, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, you're just out of range.
Also, is she up a ways?
She is up a ways as well, yeah. But if you count technically diagonally, it's like a radius, like a globe around her.
So I believe
D&D diagonals are weird.
D&D diagonals?
D&D diagonals. Okay, so you rush up to the Rook, the Guardian.
Yes.
Okay.
I will attack you twice.
In the way of the camera.
Attack twice, reckless or normal?
Normal, please.
Okay.
No, you got dairy.
21 on the first one and 24 on the second one.
I'm going to be really annoying. He's going to use his reaction to cast Shield, which gives him an AC of 25 until the end of his next turn. So you watch as you spring up behind him. Sentry, you just watch. He's been kind of muttering, like, find the prime, find the prime, find the prime. You see like Ayla like raging, screaming up behind him. He just brings the shield arm round, and the emblem of Solvin projects in a magical like barrier and just holds your attack off as he's still locked blades with you.
Dex save.
Against your lightning. It's a natural 20. So half damage.
Half of 3.
So 1. You see like this little blast of lightning kind of strikes through the shield, and he just seems to, like, shudder for a moment, almost unaffected. Has used his reaction, though, so if I try and do anything else with him before his turn, call me on it.
Mm-hmm.
That your whole turn? Anything else?
9.
9. You can hear the sounds of Maximilian fighting down from a corridor. You actually hear this eruption of flame. You just hear, like, a kind of muttered words, and then whoosh, and screams of these feral guardians coming from somewhere else.
He sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, right? We're joining him. Yeah.
Lucius.
A reminder, but I'm sure you probably know that he's got my elemental. Maximilian's got my fire elemental.
He does. Yes, I forgot about that, but I will keep that a note of that. Lucius, you are within
range.
You are within range. Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
18.
18, that's enough. You resist this maddening aura around the Herald. Just barely, I will say. You feel it worming your way into your mind, but you've already... You're like, no, I've got to focus. And you snap out of it. What would you like to do? After Lucius, by the way, it's going to be my go. So, Tom, you're the next player up, so think about what you want to do.
That's cool. We're
very evenly spread, so no matter who I go to, she's going to like pick the densest population to
possibly.
Aura.
She might not. Depends who's done not. Hurts to her.
In which case, I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to move 5 feet here.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, might as well, because then you're out of range, right? You know she has to move towards
I'm going to cast Vitriolic Sphere.
Okay.
150 feet, so I think it gets these guys. 20-foot sphere.
20-foot radius, that will hit loads of them, dude. So that's basically, like, if you target it on this guy, so you'd actually have to target this guy to make sure you don't hit Sentry.
I will do that.
20
doesn't just miss his Rook. It's basically like that. If you target the middle guy, you're going to hit Ayla and Sentry. So you can hit these three guys.
I'm going to target the three.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a ball of emerald acid streaks. They explode in a 20-foot radius. Each creature makes a dex saving throw against a 15.
Okay.
Or takes 10d4 acid and then 5d4 acid next time. So it's like an upgraded acid splash.
One of them does succeed, the other two fail.
Do you need a shit ton of D4s?
Have fun
right
rolling now? 10 D4.
Yeah, can make sure he's not just rolling like two D4s.
So it's
at
half
time.
Damage.
Yeah, I've got a bunch.
To the one, yeah. The other two are going to take the full damage.
Oh my lord.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. One more.
Thanks.
10 whole D4s.
So wait, but then like they take 5 D4 at the start of their next turn if they fail the save.
Yes, half next turn as well.
Oh.
So, oh my god. 3.
It's a lot of 4s.
Okay, 23 acid.
23? Yep.
On the first turn, half that
for the third one. Yep.
And also,
all three of these things melt.
Okay, good.
Oh, nice.
Just
don't forget your
HP.
Yep. You get HP from the Hexblade Curse.
Okay.
so the orb explodes. It coats them in this viscous orange green acid,
excellent.
And their forms just melt away.
Dichromancy, please. Which is a level 4 spell plus 4 is 8.
8 2
on
the herald.
This wonderful guardian.
This wonderful.
Yeah, so you kind of, the orb streaks out and then you kind of pull orange from your clothing, launch it up as a bolt kind of spears through her chest and she kind of clutches down at it for a moment, just like, oh, ah, and like looks, you know, in pain, like you've harmed her basically.
I've drawn attention. Sweet.
Any other actions?
That's me.
That's your whole turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, that's my.
The next thing that happens is you hear the sounds of battle coming from where Maximilian and Dana and Ram are all fighting. But those of you who have a brief moment look beyond, and the wall of flame that Dana conjured and the magic circle that Quill used, you see bodies beginning to pour over the wall of the magic circle and through the wall.
Oh no!
That is a lot
That's
of
bodies. That's a lot of bodies.
Should I say vitriolic sphere?
Christ.
They swarm over.
Not me.
No, in fact, Nova, they basically run and completely engulf.
No!
Yep.
Not me. Wow. I said not me.
These guys, however, basically have to just, they can only move a little bit because it costs them extra movement to climb over the magic circle.
Holy shit.
Nova.
Yeah.
You are surrounded by metal and steel and wood and vines and just feel 10 claws trying to rip you apart. Each of these attacks has advantage against
cool.
you and deals extra damage whilst you're in the swarm.
Good night.
And there's 10 of them.
Good night.
So what's your AC? So I can just...
17.
17, okay. The first one is a 19 to hit.
Yep.
The next one is a miss. The third one is a 16 to hit,
nope.
which is a miss. So I've only got the one. So can someone count through, like, on your fingers? Okay, so you've got
so three.
One hit, but I've made three. Okay, I'll count the hits, you count the attacks. The fourth one is a natural 20. The next one is a 23.
Yep.
The next one is an 18.
Yep.
Six. So one, I've got, yep, so four more. The next one is a... 22.
Yep.
Oh my god.
The next one is a 17.
Exactly.
How much are these going
to do? And then the next one is, fucking hell, that was really well rolling, is a 23.
Yep.
So
that's
so
seven
one
hits,
more.
One of which is a nat 20.
And then the next one is, yeah, like a 22.
So that's eight hits plus a nat 20.
Natural 20.
God.
Okay, so this is going to be, so seven hits plus the natural 20, you said?
Yep.
So that is going to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, but with the crit is 40 points of damage,
okay.
all from individual attacks. Okay. So that matters because against Ayla, you'd be halving each individual attack, but Nova, I mean, they're just ripping your clothing. You feel like, you know, that your armor is barely holding up against their attacks as they just rip into you. Being in the middle of this is bad news.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
Getting that, really feeling that.
When you moved over there, I was just like, okay.
I get social anxiety the best of times, Mark.
Yeah, dude.
This is my nightmare.
I was just like, Now, I will say that as you see them, they've run through this wall of fire. They are injured. You can see that they've taken a ton of damage already running through this flame, basically.
Well, and they're feral guardians, right?
These are feral guardians, yes. So
it's gonna be... They're very huggy.
They just want some.
And I will say that, like, you guys have fought things like swarms of enemies before. generally things like area of attacks are extra effective against them.
So. Just use one.
Guess what, I don't have.
Yeah, you did. That's their turn. You can hear the sound of fighting.
My AoE Quill. Is Blight, which doesn't work against undeads and constructs.
Also, Blight, I don't think it's AoE. I think it's single
target. No, it's not. It's a single target.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, there's another one, which is AoE.
If I cast a spell, can I still cast a spell as a reaction?
Or no? Yes, you can, yes.
Beautiful. I'm going to use...
It's a cantrip, right?
No. If it's a reaction, it's different.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to cast...
It's on your turn. You can't cast more than one action spell slot action. Plus, but yeah.
Right. I'm going to cast Expeditious Retreat on myself.
Bonus action.
And then I'm leaving. See ya. I'm doing... So I can move 60 feet. 5,
and
10,
you weren't in range, so you're not in the aura.
15,
yeah.
15, 20, 25, 30.
Yep.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
What am I doing? Okay.
And then I'm going to use... Turn Undead.
Cool.
So channel Divinity.
Okay.
So anything within 30 feet, which is definitely this pack for Nova.
Yes, yep.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 is the edge of that pack there.
We're going to have to count this on an individual basis because of the range, but yeah, sure.
And okay. It also would hit the Herald, but maybe she undead?
Doesn't affect the Herald.
Okay, 5, I figured she wasn't undead.
20, 25, that's going to hit all of them. Okay, so tell us what Channel Undead does. Turn undead.
I can destroy undead too.
What challenge rating?
CR 12 if they fail.
CR 1/2, you mean?
1/2. Yeah.
So 1/2.
Yeah. We'll call it 12 with the line in the middle.
Cool. What's the what's the thing? What are we doing here, Quill?
So this is, where is it? Sorry, I've got different.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand. Turn undead. And the thing, it's normally a saving throw. I think it's a wisdom saving throw, I think.
Man, you know what? I've totally lost where turn undead is.
I can probably get it on the cleric thing.
It's a feature.
Oh, is it a feature?
It's been identified before. They do react to being undead.
Do you want me to look it up? Do you want me to just...
I can bring it up on cleric.
I can't actually find my turn undead. I've lost it.
That's fine. I can
sorry, boys. Oh, there it is. So they have to make a wisdom saving throw for DC 15. Mm. And if they fail, they are turned for a minute.
They are undead, but they're also not.
Well, the feral.
Yeah.
I thought I identified them as undead last
They
time.
Are. It's an interesting one because they're technically... It's when guardians, they're not really dead, but they are power... They're similar...
Beyond life.
It's but yeah, not quite it's an dead. Interesting one. So I'm going to make a saving throw. So we'll do this group because only one of them is actually affected on the edge of the pack. And the DC is what did you say?
15?
Okay. All right, well, that's a failure for that one. And then I'm going to make...
Well, I'm banishing him and he's gone.
Okay, that one guy.
Oh, wait, can I say...
We'll
wait.
Find out.
You got turn undead or...
Destroy undead is part of turn undead. It's the same thing.
When an undead
basically,
fails
when he turns an undead under a certain challenge rating, rather than being turned, it's destroyed.
I thought it was a level. Certain level you
I'm going to deter... I'm going to have to think about it whilst I roll 10 saving throws for these guys.
Sure, okay.
Shut down the undead matrices.
Shit, I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh,
make
God.
A saving throw for me, anyway.
Nova, yeah.
Make
Nova's
a saving
arm.
Throw for me.
A wisdom.
It's too fast. Can you count for me?
The
can
arm
roll
tries to
four.
Roll.
Roll four.
Oh, no.
So have four fingers for me.
It's like Evil Dead.
I'm going to do one.
No! My arm is
two
undead!
More.
That's what you were saying, right?
I thought that's what you were
I thought
about.
You were just going to do me. Like,
no,
you're not undead, more. But your arm is.
It's eight, yeah.
It's going to stop throttling me.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh god, that didn't roll. That wasn't a roll. That was a drop.
Yeah,
a drop.
Okay. I'm gonna say this. You watch as Quill. What did you get?
18.
19, 20, 21.
Okay. You watch. What does this look like when Quill does this?
So I've got like a staff.
Okay.
People don't see this often.
Where did that come from? Where's he been hiding that this whole
like,
time?
On my back or something. It's a winged Hesper sort of symbol on the top of the staff, and I literally just plant it in the ground in an orb of like purple light. Not purple. That's Starbane-y.
Yeah.
Yours is normally white, I think.
Golden light. Emanates from that. And then the incoming circle when it pounds back into the staff is when stuff starts tearing to shreds.
Nice,
cool.
Okay, that dude's dead. How many of these guys go? Please tell me all of them. 1, 2, 3.
Always a bit careful.
Okay.
4.
Doesn't even care.
How many are in this pack?
Not me.
Wait, 5.
5, 6. Oh. 7? Oh my god, this is awesome. I just killed 8 people. And
you
there's
watch
3 left on Nova.
As 7, like, chunks of these feral guardians They're not destroyed, like, blown away like undead. Like, if you use this on a skeleton, it would turn it to ash and just disintegrate it. You just watch as their bodies just shut down, and they just fall flat. Fall Perfect. Flat dead. Cool. Nova, you feel, as that golden energy passes over, the hand is intense pain, and you have to, like, as you feel the hand wanting to crumble, and you're willing it to stay, like, no, 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 no. And you manage to hold on, like, the willpower just keeps the energy bound to you. But, yeah, this thing would have hurt. Like, he could have just destroyed your arm.
Is the arm lower than half CR?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an arm.
Yeah. It's undead. And, yeah, one of the other ones is destroyed as well on the other pack. But only just because it just clipped the edge of its pack.
Man, I don't know if you guys are counting, but eight.
And an arm.
Eight kills.
That's good.
Sentry. You are up.
Hello, hello. I'm gonna just attack Rook, Divine Smite him.
He's
double blammo.
He does have shields, yep, until the start of his next
turn. Yeah, make it tricky.
Queen to A3.
Well, remember, you do Divine Smite if you hit, so you don't need to spend the spell slots until you hit.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 for the first one, and 20 for the second
spell.
One.
Nope. So the shield spell kind of moves and encompasses all around him as your axe just passes over him, basically.
Divine Smite's on hit, right?
Yeah, you don't spend it until you hit. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Can I cast Shield of Faith as a bonus action, please?
You absolutely can. Gives you plus two to AC. Concentration, though, remember that.
Yeah.
Cool. That's your go. Done?
Yep.
Rook's turn. He will... what's the range on this? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Yeah. You watch as he raises Her Majesty's Rose, this beautiful... well-created, perfectly preserved sword. He raises it and points it towards the herald. My queen! You see it glow. He casts Warding Bond on him and the herald.
What's
that? I don't know.
I can't remember what that is. Oh, I read that before.
And then he just basically returns to a kind of fighting position.
Sounds good, though, doesn't
it? With you guys.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Quill we just know. See a nice spell effect.
The herald. You killed so many of my children.
Life. Oh! She's right there, Quill.
Yeah, that was me. Whoopsie.
It was him, not me.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh,
it's
God.
Okay. If I make a melee attack, it's
Rhiannon's
just like,
face is just permanently...
Yeah.
I'm scared. Right there.
Yeah. I'm feeling very delicate right now, guys.
Oh, shit. Where was she before?
She was, like, at the top of the tower, yeah. Why, what's happened?
Oh, no.
What have you done?
I'm going to say, I'm not going to say, because you destroyed you. Okay, I'm going to change it because you did turn undead on these things. That's and it's going to be slightly different. She moves, looks down at Quill.
Shield.
I mean, use a reaction if I hit you.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm absolutely using shield.
Okay.
That's why
well,
I was
let's see if I hit you first.
Can you force
first attack?
Shield.
19.
I'll shield that.
Yep, so what does that bring your AC up to?
To 21.
21. Shield holds against the second attack. The scythe, she throws it down. Pa-ching! Catches back, spins it again. Pa-ching! Bounces off the magical shield around you. End of her turn.
I'm shitting myself, guys.
Me too.
Nova, at the start of your turn, make a wisdom saving throw.
Fuck my life!
They're trying to.
15.
Not enough. Use your attack action to attack an enemy at range. You do have enemies within melee attack with you, so we'll basically weigh it up as 1, 2, 3. I mean, Eldritch Blast
is so far. My melee
attack
range is 5-foot reach.
But you could still affect everyone with Eldritch Blast. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, hang on. Yeah, 7. Yeah, and then 8. Okay, I'll roll a d8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rook!
Oh,
Eldritch Blast Rook.
That'll be a...
It's disadvantage you have an enemy next to you.
Can't get much lower than 2, except a 1.
2 plus 8 is 10.
Bounces off of his armor.
That's the first beam.
His shield's gone, by the way.
15 plus 8 is the second beam.
15 plus
8? 23.
I mean, he does get his reaction back. I'll shield again.
Okay.
Well, nerd.
He had his turn, so.
Yep, Max and chest piece of shit.
Yeah, he sees the bolt come in, and it's almost just like a self-preservation. He's just, and the beam bounces off the shield.
So that's my, I can't do an action anymore.
You've got a move and a bonus action.
Can I disengage? Is that?
That's an action.
An action, that's cool.
Are we talking around?
Herald is the top
do
round.
A spell. Can I bonus action drink a potion of greater healing?
You absolutely can.
Do I have that?
Yeah, we've all got potions.
You should do.
Not everybody has a greater.
I think some of us, it might
Kim, if you've got d4, just roll 4d4 plus 4, because I can't find my d4s. Oh, there's one.
Quick question mark while
yes.
Kim is rolling. Can I see past this wall of fire?
Vaguely, but it's obscured by the fire.
Can I notice if there's any other hordes coming?
Not as far as you can see immediately.
16?
16 HP. That's what you get back. That's your bonus action.
Can I do a reaction?
To what? What are you reacting to?
Can I, Mark, please, you're the best DM in the world, I've heard. And I know for a fact.
Just don't waste my time.
Use my reaction to chromatic control and absorb the fire?
No, because it's the reaction is...
When I see someone cast a spell.
Yes, and this is...
I saw it, though.
This is an inner place effect. No, you would have had to
It's a really delayed reaction, just like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. And also remember that the chromatic control changes the type of it. The alternator is what you can use to absorb it. The acid or cold. Oh, you're going to change it and then absorb it the next turn? The changing it is only for the round it's cast.
I can't dodge or anything, can I? No.
That's an action. That's why her aura is, like, really bad.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
It didn't specify it.
Okay, well, we'll change that then. I'll make some clarifications. That's on me. But, okay. Yeah, unfortunately, it's when the spell is cast.
Okay. Right, I'll just be a sponge, guys. I'll be a sponge.
All right, well, that's Nova's go. Ayla.
I don't know what to say.
It's a big swarm of feral guardians. There's Rook next to you. This herald lady is causing problems.
Why? Can I throw the Howling Tempest at the herald?
Are you in range?
Oh, you can... Thunderstep. I was trying to do Thunderstruck.
60 feet?
She needs her action to do it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's still a spell.
That's the problem with having a low wisdom. Like, yes. She's got like all of Nova's insecurities, all of her doubts over Callus and everything that's happened. It's this herald is bringing them all to bear, and you just
all the
can't
very fresh fuck ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I? Yeah, I am in range.
Tell us what it does.
So I throw the hammer.
Full style.
Can I recklessly throw the hammer?
I think because basically the way it works, you throw it, it turns into a bolt of lightning for the path, but there's nothing in
the
path.
But then it hits her at the end.
And then it turns back to a hammer and hits back. So yeah, you make a reckless attack.
Oh no, that was a 4 and a 1. That was trash.
Oh, dang it.
So, 12 to hit.
12 is not enough.
No, but she's still, so...
Hits by 46 lightning, I think, or half lightning.
Just in a constant state of dread.
It's alright,
boo, we're fine.
Half as much, so it takes
2d6
lightning.
2d6 lightning, sure, roll it.
But just in case, on
a failed save.
Just project and think about us dying, just so you can prepare for it.
Yeah, 5, 6, 8, 9, 9 damage.
Watch us slowly die in your mind.
No, that's left. It's not my aura.
It's okay, we're only dying during your storyline.
Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, Ayla, you spin the Howling Tempest. You throw it. It launches in the air. She does deflect, but then it explodes with lightning around and then flies back to your hand. When you throw the Howling Tempest, it erupts with a thunder, like a thunder boom
does
as well,
it?
Right? Does it?
It's not anything that it does.
It's not anything, then it doesn't act. So the hammer cracks with lightning.
No, it's only whoever's in the direct light.
No, I'm just saying he would have used the noise as attracting more peeps.
That's a good thing
mentioned
as well.
But
I just closed the Thunderweave spell.
It's only the people in the light.
You might need it, Quill.
Nah.
All right, so you throw that. But that's your action to use lightning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Move.
Not right now.
Lucius, you hear the sounds of Max fighting, you hear kind of grunts and cries, you see a blinding flash come from the alleyway. Lucius, your turn.
He's got that, he's fine. I'm going to cast, at level 4.
Yep.
3. 4! Fuck it, 4. I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb, Acid, level 4.
Yep.
I'm going to use my sorcery points, my font of magic, to twin it.
Ooh.
I'm going to hit her, and I'm going to hit the rook.
Sure, okay. Go for it. Let's see. So it's attack roll, see if you hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Rook still has the shield spell active, and she currently has her...
16.
On which one's that against?
Her.
Miss.
He Rook. Has a spell up.
He has
He's
a shield.
He's 25
he has a
shield. AC at the moment. You send the bolts flying out, Herald deftly in the air. Her wings are made of light, so they don't flap, and she just pivots and turns in the air as the bolt sails past. Rook just waits, and it just bounces off the shield. This shield glowing with the colors of Solven just evaporates. Dichromancy still goes off, though. So that was a fourth level spell, so that's 8 damage to Herald.
Please.
So that's halved. Technically, that damage would have been halved.
Why
as well.
Is it halved?
Because of the warding bond.
So I've got an elemental adept that ignores resistances to acid.
Then there you go. Then that ignores that. So she'll still take that 8 from you.
Also, I get natural 20s on dice rolls.
I don't think you do. I think you're a liar. So the lightning attack,
there.
Some sort of barrier protected her, but you see Rook take some of the damage when you struck with the lightning. So the bond between them, you can almost see like a faint chain binding them together. But then the acid completely ignores that, and also Rook would take that same 8 points of damage as well. Because he takes the same damage that she does while it's active.
Only any of them had hit.
So bam, like the another kind of dichromancy strike launches out. The remaining ferals go.
Hum nom 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 nom.
Lads on tour.
That's all on me. Better go.
I'm going to do the attacks against Nova first. The three remaining little ferals are going to swipe at Nova. Now that they're reduced by half, their attacks don't seem anywhere near as effective.
That's cool. I've still got my shield.
They do still have advantage whilst Nova's in there, though. So, Nova, 20 to hit.
Yep.
17 to hit.
Yep.
18 to hit.
Yep.
So that's going to be... That's going to be 3, 6, 9... plus 2.
This is just a masterclass in Rhiannon faces.
Yeah, 9 points of slashing damage. Do you have any concentration spells up at the moment? I don't think you do.
I haven't got a chance to do anything!
That's true. Yeah.
Come on!
Quill, 9 attacks, all with advantage.
Over 21,
though. Damage. Over 21. Yeah, we'll see.
Do you think the crown
17.
No.
Miss. Yeah, if you can count, that's 1.
Ching!
That's 12.
Ching!
24.
Can you count the hits?
Right, we're going to have to do this because now you're going to have to make a concentration. No, shield's not concentration. What am I talking about?
There's not many.
23.
Expeditious is.
That's another one.
Just keep
okay, hit. We'll another just hit. Do a bunch of them because expeditious isn't going to change what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's 2. That is 23.
God, dude.
22.
Wait, are you counting hits?
I'm counting hits overall. Oh, no, I'm counting attacks.
Okay.
I'm counting attacks.
Okay.
22.
Uh-huh.
Right. I think that was the fourth one I just did. So how many is that? 6. So 3 more. 12.
Ching.
12.
Ching.
Last one. Natural 20.
Oh!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, crit, 30. 30 points of damage. And you need to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 concentration checks.
What level?
It'd be DC 10 for all of these. Concentration, constitution saving throws.
Yeah, I lost it.
Expeditious retreat joke goes.
Do I add anything like wisdom or anything?
It's constitution saving throw.
Oh, constitution save. Oh, 10.
So right, still so got that passed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Done.
Man, I actually just
that was really good.
Holy
that
shit.
Was really good
the
rolls.
Hell.
They were
I've
all
got
above
plus
15.
One constitution as well.
Roll that for healing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some more good news. You hear like roars of flame. You hear cries as Dana, the Durgar, and Rama have been fighting, and then at the end of their turn, they come running back.
Please.
You see them glance around. Rama looks at Sentry and Rook. He's like,
fault.
I'll help them. You deal with that. And he points at the swarm of things.
I'm not going near that.
The Rohirrim have arrived.
She looks and there's an interesting look on her face.
Oh, no.
Man, Will, your
you know
turn.
Fuck these guys. Fuck all of them.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what to do.
So do I have to do a disengage against every single one? Oh no, disengage is the entire turn.
It's a whole action to do a disengage.
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
But you do still have Expeditionist Retreat up, so you can dash as a bonus action. So you can move 60 feet.
Get out of it.
The thing is, Expeditionist doesn't let me disengage as a bonus.
Nope.
Because I'm wondering if I just destroy undead while I'm inside them.
Have you got another Channel Divinity?
I do, yeah, I've got two.
You've got two per day?
It would get rid of all of them.
Potentially, yeah. Am I within her? If I run away, am I within her range?
Oh, actually, it's the beginning of your turn. Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me, please?
Shit.
Do I run this will very heavily determine what happens.
A wisdom save.
Wisdom save. So you're pretty good at these.
Yeah, plus
do the good
seven.
One. Do the good one.
No!
I knew as soon as you said plus seven, natural one. I was like, I know it's going to be a natural one. Quill, you need to make a melee or ranged attack against a ranged enemy in range.
I'll make a melee attack.
Well, it's what's your maximum range?
Like 5 feet. Well, melee.
What's your cantrip? Like 60 feet for Sacred Flame?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty much everyone except Lucius, I think. It's everyone. All right, we'll do, Nova, 1. Swarm, 2. Herald, 3. This Swarm, 4. Lucius, 5. Ayla, 6.
I feel like the Swarm
Rook,
should
7,
have more of a balance.
Sentry,
yeah,
8.
Because there's a lot more targets in the Swarm.
Doesn't matter. It's still a threat.
No, I'm hitting a massive.
I'm treating them in their hit points and things like that as one creature.
Well, the chance to hit.
Doesn't matter. It's still, I'm treating it as one creature, and so that's what I'm going to roll. 7, I believe, is Rook.
Perfect. This guy's going to beat him.
Not six.
Or the worst would have been Nova. Hitting Nova with a Sacred Flame.
Right now, yeah.
Sacred Flame gives them advantage on another attack roll. I think. Oh no, it removes their cover or something.
Removes their cover. Yeah. Okay, so you just do a dex.
Definitely
dex
Nova.
Fail.
Nice. 2d8 damage.
2d8?
Radiant damage. Does that help?
It does not help against Rook.
6.
6 points.
But she takes that too, right? Because
she doesn't. No, it only works one way. It's when she takes damage, he takes damage. If he takes damage, it doesn't affect her. I'm sorry.
Are they splitting damage or is it just
so
double?
Any damage against her appears to be halved. Unless it ignores resistance.
Because it goes to him.
And then it goes to him.
The shit out of this.
So that's Quill's go. Done? You've got a move and a bonus action.
Sorry, yeah. The rest of my turn.
You have
move
and a bonus.
Oh, God, he took my action.
He did. The aura of madness. Hadar's madness.
And if I move now, I'm getting hit by everything.
Yeah. No.
Oh, damn.
Bonus action? You heal yourself or something?
Yeah.
You know, cleric things?
I mean, yeah, I'll bonus action. I don't want to do a spiritual weapon, you know.
You could. Yeah, you've only cast a cantrip, so you could bonus action spiritual weapon.
I'll do a level 3 healing word on myself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll let you roll that while I do. Sentries go!
Hello.
Is his shield gone?
It's not his go yet. It goes at the start of his turn, which is after sentries. Shitty initiative order is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm loving this combat.
Can I just shove Rook out of the way and then
you
try
can
and
make
run
a shove attack
Quill?
Actually, yeah, you can. So to do that, you basically are going to try a shove maneuver, which I believe you make opposed strength checks. Yes.
Regular strength.
There is a thing. Safe. I think it's just. Let me check, because there is actually a rule for shove attacks and stuff like that.
So what are you trying to do? Just
shoving a creature. Using
the
attack action, you can make a special ability. Push it 5 feet or knock it prone. Target must be no larger than you. Make a strength athletics check opposed by the target's athletics or dexterity check. So you make an athletics check.
Alrighty.
I will also make an athletics check.
You can knock
check.
Them prone with a shove.
You can,
I got 19.
19? Is that the total with
total,
the athletics?
Yeah.
22. I rolled a 19 plus 3.
Stop rolling.
You go to shove him. You use your whole attack action to try and shove him, but he just stands firm, and the two shields of Solvin smash into each other. You're
God.
Kind of pressing against each other. There's a moment, right, where you're pushing against it, you lean in, and the kind of awkward head, it's kind of not even really looking at you, and then you just, one eye seems to kind of flicker with a bit of color, and you just hear Sentry, kill me.
Oh, God!
You have a move and a bonus action.
No.
You could just move past him, but he'll get an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Another tier for the shit cake.
Yeah. I'm just gonna I'm just gonna try and move past him.
Can I try and assist
there is in some way to help her get to Quill? Because I
turn, unfortunately. Okay. I'd say. You could spend your turn trying to shove him or pull him or grapple him, but that's gonna be your turn. Unfortunately, in initiative it's gotta do things in certain order. Mm. So yeah, do you wanna you'd have to basically run around him or jump over here, basically.
Oh, jump over
terrain.
I'll jump over the fence.
10 feet to move there.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15.
Yep.
He gets a free attack.
Go for it.
With Her Majesty's Rose. Natural fucking 20.
Oh. Oh.
I'm gonna put this dice here and I'm not gonna use it anymore.
This is my little pony dice!
It is my little pony dice.
It is, it's fucking glittery!
This is quite a lot of damage. As Her Majesty's Rose hits you, the blade, mithril thorns appear on the blade and tear at your flesh as it hits. This is gonna be 8. That's 4 to 8.
Wait. He used shield, right?
He did.
So that isn't that a reaction?
That's his reaction.
Oh,
he can't make an attack of opportunity.
What a pro D player.
No. I had shield before!
Yeah. No, absolutely, he doesn't get the attack, so that's why he's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm
giving my dice back.
No, I don't have it anymore.
No, give it to Rhiannon.
You're not having it back.
No, you said you're not using it anymore. I rolled 3 nat 20s.
And got another nat 20. Like, that dice is broken.
All right.
It's fine. We're not using it.
I'm going to put it down.
We're not using
it. Confiscating it. It's too good. It's not a DM.
Put it down.
Oh, shit. Like, how I'm going to confiscate Tom's shit. Back.
So you move over, but that's your turn. Any bonus actions?
Shit, kick. No, that's all good for me.
I was like, shield. There was something about shield.
So no, you're right, because now it's his go. The shield goes, but he gets his reaction back.
Chat must have been going mental. He's not going to react.
Man, I feel like that was
one of the turns around. Ayla. No, you see him point the Her Majesty's Rose in a direct line between Sentry, Quill, this thing, Nova.
No!
A bolt of lightning.
Is there anything I can do to
I'm magic resistant.
Wait,
you have resistance against all spells. And you get a Granus the same throws. Quill will get this benefit as well.
Does he make a roll?
Can I?
This is a dexterity saving throw. It's a lightning bolt.
I can't pause anything.
So, Sentry, Quill, Nova, and the two swarms are going to make dexterity saving throws.
Can I get advantage of expeditious retreat?
Nope.
Damn it.
But Sentry gives you resistance to all damage from spells while you're within 10 feet of her.
Can we redo this session?
Yeah.
No. Right. Oh. One swarm, the swarm around Nova saves for half. The other one fails. Quill, dex saving throw.
I got a 17... on my roll and my decks, I'm not sure what.
And then you get a plus, two,
get
from
plus two from
Sentry.
19.
So 19, Nova.
8.
13. Sentry and Quill, you're going to take half damage already, so it's going to be halved again because of Sentry's ward.
Oh, wow.
She halves all spell damage around her, basically.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Paladin of the Ancients, man, really strong.
For the swarms.
Unfortunately, I think it's only allies, right?
Yeah.
So the swarm still takes full damage. Nova, you are taking full damage from this.
And RIP!
8d6.
Okay.
48.
It's okay.
Potential.
It's okay.
52.
I rolled pretty bad.
It's okay. It's that sounds more 10. Than it is.
I'm alright.
How much health do you have?
20.
33.
Okay.
Well, you take 24 lightning damage as this lightning bolt streaks through. Quill and Sentry, you take 6 lightning damage each.
Okay.
The swarm around Quill takes 24.
How many does that boop?
24 would destroy 2 of them.
Got it.
Yep.
How about me?
Does it destroy any of Nova's dudes?
Hang on, I'm just going to work something out. Around Nova's one, they would take 12, which would kill 1. Bleh.
Okay.
This lightning bolt from Rook just barrels through all of you.
So there's still 2 guys on Nova, like a million on me, and Sentry now.
And Rook is the end of the turn, and we go to turn 4.
Which is the Herald.
Heralds go. Yes, yes, come, come, feed me, die for me.
No.
I need everybody around her within 120 feet, actually.
That's everybody.
That's everyone to make a wisdom saving throw.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh,
bum,
oh,
bum, bum, bum.
Six. Woo, woo, woo. She's not wise, guys.
Remember, if you're around Sentry, so Quill, you get a plus two to this.
Yes, plus two.
Oh!
Aces.
Right, Ayla.
Six.
21.
21.
19.
19.
Oh, and that 20, 22.
22. Ooh.
23.
Everybody but Ayla.
What about these? What about Dunner and...
They will need to make a check. Ram, yep, Dana passes, Rama passes.
Okay.
In fact, yes, Dana's got enough of a bonus to that. Rook is immune. Everybody but Ayla, you succeed against this and you can't be affected by this ability again. You can still be affected by her aura, but not this ability. Ayla, you suddenly look up and you see this angelic figure and she is golden and radiant. You see her as this, such a form of captivating, not beauty, but awe. Your speed is zero and you are charmed by her, which means you cannot target her with any attacks.
Can I target anyone else, though?
You can target other creatures, but not her.
Being a wild elf, can she be charmed?
Oh, yeah, shit. Spells.
I think you have advantage.
Oh, I have advantage.
So, see what you get.
As advantage.
12.
Sleep you're immune to. 12. You're still affected. So you just look up and you're just so stunned by her, you can't move. You can still attack Rook, but you cannot attack her.
Okay.
Obviously, very good that you all saved against
it. My speed's zero.
Speed is zero.
Can't move.
And you can repeat this saving throw at the end of your turn.
Okay.
Nope, it's if you take damage, you can repeat the saving throw.
Okay.
That is Herald's go, because that is her action to do. Nova, at the start of your turn, wisdom saving throw.
Seven.
God damn it!
Now, what's that wisdom saving throw on, Nova, by the way?
Plus two.
Plus two, man, that's real unlucky.
I'm loving life.
One, two, three, four for Quill, five for Sentry, six for Lucius, seven for Ayla, eight for Rook, and is it 120 on thingy? Nine for Dana, ten for Rama.
Okay.
Seven.
One, two, three, four, five,
that's
six, seven,
eight.
Right.
Oh, yeah, my help.
Two Eldritch Blasts. Disadvantage as you are in a swarm.
Okay, so first one.
I'm also going to give Ayla plus two cover because there's the fence and the swarm.
11.
So 11 to hit.
12 plus 8 is 20.
20. Is that hit?
Yep.
And with the plus two as well, yeah, because it's 18 to plus 18.
My
plus
AC two. Is 18.
So it go plus two, so it still hits, yeah.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
I'm not tired of it, though.
Well,
wait, maybe.
No, you make the same throw. With advantage.
Oh, with advantage, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a charm effect.
So 16, 17.
17, just enough to get out of it.
Nice.
Nice. And she helped.
You feel like the blast kind of like, bruh, stuns you. You still, because it's you don't half it because it's force damage. And you're just like, bruh. And then you see the chaotic mess and you see the Herald for what she really is as
the
you look up.
Bitch.
No, but you have a move and a bonus action.
Move it a bonus.
Well, I can't move.
You can. You could disengage, couldn't you?
No, because the action is disengaged.
You guys haven't cast anything that's loud enough yet. Okay.
Can I chuck
lightning bolt? It's doesn't thunder. Yeah, cool.
Can I? Well, I can't move. Can I? Because I would incur there.
Yeah,
wrong.
You could.
I have 9 points of health, Mark.
And then
let's
then
not.
That's a risk or reward.
But I would like to drink. My last greater healing potion.
You have two greater healing potions?
Yes.
I thought you only had one.
I think
two
we all had
okay.
more.
As long as they're marked off.
I don't have one, so.
Because I know that you had a regular, but you used it last turn. I don't think you marked it off.
I had
so.
Two this time.
Okay, so and you're out of potions now,
yep.
I think. Yeah, all right.
Out of
And you've got one greater healing?
Yes, I gave a potion to Sentry, but I marked it off.
Yeah.
So I've got.
I think you should have one. I think Lucius has one.
It's. I gave Sentry my greater healing. I've got one regular.
Again, if it's not on Sentry's inventory.
No. I mean, I poured it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a plus four, right?
Yeah. 4d4 plus four.
So that's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Another 16.
I think. Did I? I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I think you did. I remember you doing it.
So you sup a potion. As you continue to be surrounded. Well, there's only two of them now. They're kind of just flanking you, trying to swipe at you
Herald.
And stuff.
What I really wanted to do, Mark, all this time, was fire off a dimension door and GTFO down the bottom of the field.
I know you do, but that's...
Fine, I'm taking all the damage, so you guys don't have to.
Ayla.
Thank you.
I mean...
I will attack Shitface McGee.
Yeah, Rook is definitely You can clearly see that he obviously has some skill in magic and is also pretty good at fighting. He's clad in armor. He's not... You should take care of him.
Yeah, I'm going to attack him recklessly.
Yes, yes.
15. Oh, that was shit. So 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 for one. Mm-hmm. And
you could do it again.
And shield.
It's so bullshit, but I think he would. Like, this is what he's designed to do. He's a protector. Rook. He's literally designed to protect himself and
his charge. That's a very rook bullshit move.
He cast shield. Yep.
Okay, so 6 lightning damage. Make your save against that.
I'm sorry. I know that's really annoying. 19 plus one is 20. It takes 3.
I can do shit all in this. This is.
I mean, to be fair, he's a tanky little nerd.
It's
like,
not me.
And it's also like it's that thing
I know,
of like
but I can't help.
He's designed to take on people like you. Things like spells would be fucking him up a lot more, but it's just tactics. It's the way things go.
Just tic-tacs.
More good news, though. At the end of his turn,
oh, the
Maximilian
real
Tavros!
Oh, damn, look at that guy!
You can see he has definitely been beaten up a little bit. He's taken significant damage. Kind of similar to Nova, it looks like he's been swarmed. Parts of his armor have been pulled off, deep cuts and scratches. But he wades through the greatsword over his shoulder, raising a fist.
Has he used my little elemental yet?
He hasn't, not yet. He's
I start to cry when
he's
I see
use
him.
It on us.
What a beautiful man.
But that's at the end of his turn. Lucius.
I'm going to Chromatic Orb at third level on Shitface McGee. Top tier cake.
Cool, you're not charmed, yeah? You can attack. So make an attack. Spell attack.
Shall I just leave?
Do you have advantage or...
Why would I?
No. Okay, so what, miss?
I'll just keep missing.
You do have spells that don't require attack rolls, I believe.
I know, but I want to kill her.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I get it. cool. So just a miss on that. She just weaves to the side as the orb flails through the air.
Don't use that dice. How about that?
I'm going to put this away.
It's a nice high roller's gemstone dice.
You supposed
to use that now, fine.
Move or bonus action, Lucius. You've been kind of left alone at the back of this field.
This must be
he's great. Exactly where he needs to be.
Yeah, I'm going
to
stay
perfect. All right.
That's the thing. I'm trying to get that far as well.
All right. Nova, 2 attacks by the swarm against you.
Just 2.
21.
Yep.
Okay.
They don't have they technically do have advantage. So 16.
No.
All right, so 1 hit. That's going to be 3 points of slashing damage.
Just but a scratch.
As they do. They're just basically these two. They're not particularly strong, but in numbers they just swarm you basically. Quill.
Mm-hmm.
here we go. So I believe there is 8 of them.
Yeah, I'm going to shield.
You just even before. I might not hit you, all of them. So the first one is a 13 to hit.
Nope.
The second one is a 9 to hit.
Ching, ching.
That's why I'm saying don't cast shield until it hits you. Then you don't spend. If I don't hit you, you don't spend the spell slot.
Right, I see.
16 to hit.
No, yes.
Yep. Do you want a shield? This is where the order of these attacks comes in, man, because it's a reaction to being hit by an attack.
No, I won't shield that one.
Okay, so one goes through. Next one is 24.
Yeah, I'm shielding.
Okay, so... but does the shield boost your AC to what?
21.
So that still hits you.
No point,
yeah, I'm not shielding then.
Okay, you don't shield.
The shield's coming up and down and up and down, but I'm not quite sure
17?
Yet. Yeah.
Do you shield?
How many's left?
Three more attacks.
Yeah.
You do shield?
Yeah, I'm shielding, because so anything beyond this, I'm going to go down.
Natural 20. 25.
Yeah, dude, I'm down.
I'm well, we'll see. Down. We'll see. 18 plus E, 23.
Again, that hits.
Natural 20 again.
Absolutely.
Oh
done.
My god, that's so bad. So that's 5, 10, 20, 25, 35 points of damage.
I'm down.
All right, make a constitution saving throw.
Amongst
technically,
the
attack that takes you down is only a 10 damage, so the DC is only 10.
Have to ask, Mark.
Yep.
Are these individual attacks?
They are all individual attacks, yes.
Do we need to work out at what point I go down?
Yes.
Because then the moment after that would be death saves, right?
Yes. When did you go down?
Oh my god.
So you would have gone 5,
mm-hmm.
10,
mm-hmm.
20.
I'm down.
Oh,
and then he takes
my god.
The other 3.
Oh, Sid.
So that's...
It's a swarm. they're not intelligent enough to hit you while you're down.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Is
the attacks I'm going to put on Sentry.
Do it. So that's three.
These things aren't intelligent. They wouldn't go like, oh, threat. They're just trying to decimate the field.
Yeah. So that
when we've done it before, it's been intelligent enemies.
Yeah.
That
would have been six death fails even.
But as you reach zero, you see the Herald reaches out. Yes, life. Give it to me. And a part of something from Quill is pulled from his body, and you see her form crackle with red energy as he is reduced to zero.
Every
next to her.
Fucking Hadar thing we go against kills me.
And yet you tell me that Starbane's okay.
Man, he's
Sentry.
Not.
Sentry,
hang on, let me
do two more attacks against you.
Can I quickly just do my concentration for my Shield of Faith? Because I forgot to do it while Rook was doing the lightning. So
you only took six, so it's DC 10.
Okay.
So it's Constitution saving throw.
Seven.
Seven plus Constitution saving throw?
Plus con is... That's 11.
That's a pass. It's cool. Only a DC 10. So the first attack against you is... these won't have advantage because you're not in the swarm yet. Is a 20 to hit?
22 currently.
22. Misses.
Oh my god!
Are you using the same...
This is a dice Nightjar bought me and it has rolled badly before. This
Nightjar?
Is a...
Nightjar. Thanks.
Sorry. You take 5 points of damage.
Cool.
You've rolled so many natural 20s this session, is insane.
I know, I'm sorry.
And I rolled one of those.
You're gonna pass, yeah.
I need to do an injury check.
You do. DC 10.
10 what? Like 10?
I mean, DC 10.
4.
Alright, plus constitution.
Plus con, yeah.
5.
Okay.
So now the next one is now the injury, right?
Yeah. In fact, we got 15 minutes before we take a break, so I'm just gonna roll this roll. Roll a d20.
Oh, you fucking kidding me? A one! I'm taking the worst injury.
Would you like to portent your injury roll?
Yeah. Yes!
You would have put it to a 5, though,
that's
right?
That's better than a 1. That's better than a 1, Quill!
Yeah. If I'm getting my portent back from that setting.
Google Docs isn't letting me load the injury table right now.
But one is the worst thing you can get, right?
Yeah, you can port. I will let you portent it.
Okay, I mean...
I would portent it.
As an FYI...
He's staying to do it!
As an FYI, I'm getting the portent back that shouldn't have failed last time round.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, I'm using it in a better place, I think.
So Quill is... And the thing is, for the rest of you, by the way, this is horrific, because you just see Quill dragged beneath the bodies of these guardians, his little feathers, like his arm kind of reaching out, and then they just swarm over him towards Sentry.
So you don't actually see what happens to me.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Dana, this Durgar, looks towards Sentry... and looks over at Maximilian, and she looks at Maximilian, and she's like, I can do something about them, but it's gonna... Your vows, Max. And he's just like, don't harm them, I gave them my word. You will obey me on this, Dana. And she's looking like, And she just says, if they come at me, I'm defending myself. And then she's gonna cast a spell at Harold.
Maximilian,
what an MVP.
She will, she's going to have to use her cantrips at this point because she's pretty bad. You watch as she summons a firebolt and launches it towards Harold.
I need a real nervous wee.
Yeah, so do I.
That is going to be...
You're going to be sitting in the shaky toilets
18.
In a bit.
Man, the firebolt screams up towards her, but whatever bond is between her and Rook just gives her enough of a deflection that the firebolt bounces off of
it. It doesn't do anything to him, then.
No, it misses. She gets plus one AC while this spell's in effect.
Right.
Quill. Saving throw time, mate, I'm afraid.
Yeah. 5, that's one fail.
That's one failure. Sentry.
I'm just going to wail at this group of butts.
The swarms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make 2 attacks. Fuck, nat 1 on one, 9 on the other.
Add it up. The swarms aren't particularly hard to hit.
So I got 8 for the first one.
That's going to be a miss, unfortunately, but the 9 will probably hit.
16 on the second
one. That's a hit. Yep. Do you want a Divine Smite?
Yeah, I'll Divine Smite that one.
Okay. This does get extra bonus from them being undead.
Nice.
So 3d8.
Oh, yeah.
3d8.
Plus your normal weapon damage.
Cool, so that's
3d8.
Does that apply to the swarm as a whole?
So 4d8.
Yeah. Yes. I basically, all of their hit points are pooled, okay. And then when you do 11 hit points, it knocks off one of them, which 13. Means they get reduced attacks and stuff.
20 damage.
20 points of damage, okay.
How many does that knock off? Just one dude?
I think that's...
20 points would be only one, but it heavily injures another one as well.
I guess every 12 is a person.
Yeah, so you turn...
Cool.
So there should actually be only six of them remaining now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's right. So there's only six of them left.
Okay. They're not technically after me, but, well, the Herald is.
So yeah, so you slam into one, the bright light of your Divine Smite eradicates one of these creatures and the rest begins swarming towards you. Anything else you'd like to do, Sentry?
Oh, I can't do anything else. At
okay,
the moment,
no. Rook's turn. Rook will turn towards Ayla. You see him, his sword becomes coated in a booming energy, and he is going to use the booming blade cantrip against you.
What's that?
He has advantage because you're reckless.
Boom! Right? Boom! Got it.
That was only a 16 to hit.
No.
So you clash with the hammer, ting, as it bounces off, but he does have his reaction back now. Top of the round, Herald. She will look down at Sentry.
Yes, successor, if I kill you, maybe finally this can end.
She's going to throw a scythe at you twice.
Cool.
She has advantage on these attacks.
Do I need to make a concentration save for
you
my...
You took damage?
Shield. Yeah.
Yes, you will. Pass.
Cool.
That is only an 18 to hit you on the first
Doesn't
one.
Hit.
And that is only a 16 to hit you on the second one. The scythe comes bouncing off. Nova...
Mark,
make a saving throw at the beginning of your
Do I get a fun coin?
I forgot that Sentry would have had to have made it at the start of her turn.
Do I get a fun coin? Because I failed so many of these saving throws.
Sure, you can have advantage.
Remind me what the fun coin does. Advantage.
It's inspiration.
It's basically Pretty inspiration. Much, yeah. We haven't used this rule in a long time, but
because
you have.
No one's
have,
failed this
yeah,
badly.
No, yeah, this is a lot this of failure. Sucks.
I feel like Lucius is probably owed one at this point as well.
18 plus 2. Which is a 20! Yes! Do some damage!
He has an action!
Thunderstep?
No, I don't have Thunderstep.
Oh, Dimension Door.
No, what I want to do...
No, I'm not going to do what I said I was going
to
do.
I'm going to Dimension Door, but this is going to hurt me, probably. I want to go to Quill, grab Quill,
and then
Dimension Door away.
So that's going to be one set of opportunity attacks as you leave.
So I'm going to leave this.
Do you have enough?
Here.
We'll find
two
out.
Attacks. 18 to hit on the first
That's
one.
That's one.
And the second, I'm gonna say that the creature can make two. This would have been these guys, so you're not within 10 feet to give things. And then 20 on the next one.
That hits.
So you're gonna take their arm now, so that's 6 points of damage.
That's fine.
You run in. You don't take more attacks running into the swarm. You grab Quill's body, and then you can dimension door.
I want a dimension door, I guess,
Nice one.
As far without kind of being dangerously away. So I would say...
You guys
say
move yourself where you need to.
Probably like here. Yes.
When you get behind you, Dana looks round the Durgar, this kind of dark-skinned dwarf with long orange, flame orange hair. She's like, good move, Ganassi. Now I've got an opening. And you can see her, and she begins charging a very powerful-looking spell. You can see her like... This kind of swirling prismatic energy coalesces around her hands.
Holy shit.
Spooky.
I can't use a cantrip or anything, can I?
You've used your action to cast Dimension Door, so move, action. You have a bonus action left, but...
Other thing, can I do a check on Quill, or is that like an action?
Action, yeah. Medicine check is an action.
Doesn't matter, I'm in love with you right now.
It's because you said you thought of me as a sister, Quill.
Ship it.
I'm so happy.
Can I see if I can shove Rook out the way so that I can run past him without getting an attack?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so you make an athletics, yeah. This is your action, though. You can't make any attacks after this replaces your attack to shove him. Or knock him prone, basically. You can shove him or
does
knock him prone.
Does he have his shield up still?
He doesn't have his shield up currently, but he could activate it if you try and hit him because it's a reaction on his turn, and he has his reaction still. Or you could just tank the fucking hit.
What?
You could just run past him and take an attack of opportunity. You're a fucking Bob. You could probably take it. I mean, you look and there is a big, giant knight in black armor coming up behind you as well.
I'll run to beside Sentry.
All right, so he'll get a free attack, which is only a 3 plus 6, 9 to hit you.
So I would like to
whip through the air.
Also, he's lost his reaction.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Skelly bobs. With that's cocked.
Is this reckless?
Oh, that's a natural 20! No. They're
so just one's a normal attack. Yep.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 on the first
both
one.
Both hits.
And
so,
one's a nat 20.
Right, so the crit, so, let's work out the crit first. What's your normal damage?
D10.
Right, so
plus
10.
Plus 5, so that's 15.
Well, it's 7 because you're raging.
16, 17.
So 17 plus another D10 for the crit.
Plus 8.
25.
Dude, that's two of them at least.
Yeah, that's
and
two
then,
of them.
Another hit, which is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage.
That's literally another one as well. Bam. Damn. Three more remain.
So they've got about 40.
There's also the other swarm there.
Two more over there.
Ben, you come swinging in these big, wide, sweeping hits. Wham! One feral guardian goes miles. Bam! The other one goes thrown against the building, smashing into the column. As the barbarian comes swinging in, crackling with lightning. Dex save?
Oh, yeah.
Fail.
Two.
Not enough to kill, but enough to blast them with a bunch of lightning as well as they stumble back.
I'm out of practice.
Maximilian!
I love him.
What a cool name.
I'm going to use my eye on him to find out how I can spend the rest of my life with him.
Maximilian Taldros comes in.
How could I beat your queen burb?
he comes storming up and it's just like, if you serve Hadar, you are my enemy! When he brings the greatsword down in a sweeping blow.
I should have known. Yeah.
As a bonus action, he's going to cast Blinding Sunlight on himself as he moves up.
I'm more of a kind of rook guy.
Two greatsword attacks.
Kill me.
Unfortunately, the first one, Rook parries. Ping! And then the second one, Rook parries again, just bouncing.
The two of them nerd.
He's basically Sentry. He's the same AC as Sentry. They're basically built to do a similar thing, except he's an elf.
Oh, he's so annoying.
He's a wizard.
He's just
fighter.
All armor.
Yeah, he basically is. He's all armor and then a bit of magic, basically.
Yeah, a tiny little rose sword.
But him and Maximilian are now clashing together, their blades kind of smashing against each other. After Max, Lucius.
Okay, so I'm going to sacrifice a third level spell so I can gain 5 sorcery points.
Okay, so that's your bonus action.
And then I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb.
So I'm min-maxing.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb once again for my final third spell slot.
Are you going to twin it or are you just going to... Oh, you...
No.
Okay.
Because I've already used my bonus action. Well, I could twin it.
You could, yeah.
Separately, but I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm prepping to do something else. Anyway.
Okay. Chromatic Orb. See if you hit.
Use these.
Use
don't
anything except
this
your...
Woo!
Oh my god!
Next roll, you can have advantage. 100%.
Thank you. I've missed like point. 3 or 4 now.
You've missed like 5.
You've never asked before, man.
Rolled a 4.
But Dichromancy.
Yeah, so that would be.
7?
7 points.
2 Herald.
2 her, please. Which
then does more damage to him.
It does, yeah. He takes the same amount of damage.
I forgot that last time. It is when I just cast it.
Yeah, it's when you cast a first level spell or higher. You see that the energy, the red crackling energy around her does begin to fade as you kind of strike into it. It seems to be giving her some sort of temporary hit points. But yeah, you kind of, the energy smashes in and bounces off that. And then Rook also begins to glitch out as he takes more damage as well.
Now that Nova can see me, what injury did I take?
I can't load the thing. On break, I'm going to try and load it.
Sure.
The Wi-Fi hacks Google Docs in
here. I can't remember what 5 is. I think it's
bad.
It's just all bad. I'm
at least it wasn't one, though.
No, that's true.
Ferals surround Ayla and Sentry. They are going to... You didn't reckless, did you?
Nope.
They will target... probably Ayla, because they see Sentry as another guardian, I think. So they're going to target all of the attacks on you. They do get advantage because they're in your space. 17?
No.
Okay. 20?
Yes.
And they are under half, so 19.
Yes.
You take 6, but it's 3 each, half to 1, so you take 2 points of damage.
Lol.
It's almost like these were designed for Ayla to be really good against.
And Nova to be terrible against.
Exactly. So they begin tearing at you.
Sorry,
you
guys.
You don't even
I might have practiced. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
No, it wasn't anything to do with you. It was just where
was
people moved
luck.
To. It was
like,
bad luck.
Yeah.
Also, Rook is just not...
Oh, he was scaring me, honestly.
We
like,
should.
That's the thing is, like, I could have done against
two more
her,
against
I
Ayla.
Couldn't fire any spells off.
17?
Nope.
23.
Yep.
3 more points, half to 1.
I wouldn't
so
two.
Thank
you.
No, wait,
quantities.
I'm going to merge one their hit hand. Points now. Yeah, I'm just going to merge their 2 hit points.
Bad.
So that's like.
What's sticking them down?
2. Blue tech.
Amazing.
Okay, so that swarm is now 5 little nerds.
Yeah.
Then there's Rook, who's a shield nerd, and then the herald is actually...
Right.
The
however,
biggest nerd.
Dana...
Sorry, dude.
Oh, Dana,
they moved on to me! I was at the edge, they moved on to me.
What are you doing, Dana?
They would have moved on to Sentry anyway, regardless.
Remember the vow, Dana?
She's not Max.
She ain't Max.
She's mid.
This girl ain't Max.
What's she doing? Who's she killing? She turns
everyone.
Around.
Everyone.
Quill.
Don't fucking take me with you, nerd.
So many nerds in this fight.
Oh, why am I going to do this? Am I really going to do
Just
this?
Just fucking do it. Do it,
the
do it,
Herald
do it.
Is there. That's the
she
problem.
I mean, yeah, dude, if it hits the most enemies.
And she's been charging this spell, and you see her. She looks at Sentry, doesn't really care. She looks at Ayla and there's this almost look of like, sorry, kid. As you watch, as she brings her hands to bear, and a 60-foot cone of shifting, colourful magic.
Holy shit.
Like the Bifrost from Thor, this kind of swirling storm of
nice
different colours.
Oh my god.
Let's get the whole party, right?
Is this a dex save?
Holy shit.
Prismatic ray.
The party will remember this.
Prismatic ray.
Spray.
I will remember this. She can say sorry.
And you see Max like, Dana, no! As she...
pretty cool.
She I need...
I'm really furious.
Yeah, this might
it
not
won't,
help.
It won't help, but...
Right, so it's a dex saving throw. You get a +2 to this Ayla.
I
and
get,
you will half any damage if damage is involved.
I do get advantage because of danger sense. Well.
You do. So advantage
involved.
On the saving throw. You make a dex saving throw. I'm not even going to fucking roll for this swarm. They're dead. I will roll for the thingy.
It's not great.
For the Herald. Herald passes.
23.
Pass?
10.
10.
What, with your bonuses? Your plus 10. 2 and your...
Ayla? 12.
12.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What?
Okay. Sentry.
I will remember.
Right. As this form swirls past you, Herald. Alright. As this swirling storm of magic, you see a ray of blue hits the Herald, and you see this powerful cold begin to form over her body. Sentry, you see this green wave passes over you, and your body is filled with toxins and poison
oh,
as it washes over you. Ayla, you are hit by a ray of indigo. You succeeded on your save, though, didn't you? You passed a thing. Okay. You manage to throw yourself to the side before this thing fully strikes you. The feral guardians that the indigo ray hits begin turning to stone.
Ooh. Ooh.
Shit. Oh my god.
And they
god.
Fall down.
Is the ray hitting Sentry acidic?
It is not. It's cold damage.
No, Sentry, green.
The toxins.
Oh, that's poison.
So I can't absorb any of these.
Sentry.
Cold
can. Yeah, but I don't want to just hit the Herald.
Oh no, Sentry.
How much health do you have, Sentry?
You don't have any resistance to poison or anything, do you?
33.
She has resistance to all spells. You take, you're taking half of this.
Oh, yeah.
You have resistance to all spells. Thanks to Oath of the Ancients. So 10.
That's a nice oath.
15.
Do I get resistance to that some beside her? Did you say that Quill has?
No, this oath.
No. You don't take anything.
20.
I don't take anything?
No, you've missed it. You've missed it.
Oh,
yeah. You're out. You're fine. You're
I thought I'd still take half, though.
32 poison damage, half to 16.
Oh.
Oh!
Because of your Oath of the Ancients.
God.
Now I roll damage for the Herald.
He would have had one.
Oh, shit. And that's going to damage him too.
Yeah. This is why Dana was like, I've got to take the shot, man.
Yeah. It was a good shot.
10.
Especially with us two.
We got lucky with that resistance. Hell yeah. We got lucky with that.
Will not
35 cold damage, halved, because she did succeed on a save, to 15, 17, which completely annihilates the protective layer around her. And you watch as Rook is nearly, you see like the same frost and cold around her is building up on Rook's body. And he's at nearly breaking point. You can see him shuddering and stuttering on the verge of death. And then Dana kind of stands back as this prismatic spray is erupted. Quill, I need you to make a death saving throw, my friend.
Okay.
And I know it's break time, but I want to kind of get through this round.
So it can't be a one.
Oh my god.
It's a pass.
Don't say these things.
It can't be a one.
It was an 11.
You remember, you've got to use your portent before you roll on your stuff.
No, I've used all my portent. Oh, okay. I'm saying if it's a one, it would be two death saves.
Yeah,
dead.
You'd be dead. All right. So it was a pass.
Okay, I'm still up.
Maybe.
Hello.
It's your turn.
That
swarm is annihilated. Like, all these different hues and colors hit them. Some turn to stone. Some of them are blasted by ice and fire. One of them just blinks out of existence.
Wow.
Nice.
Don't want that,
really. It just teleports.
What color was that?
You know
it's all the different elements.
What color is that?
Like
violet.
Spell.
It was a violet ray. As a point, you roll a d8 to see what color you're hit by. If you roll an 8, you get hit by 2 of them.
Whoa!
And it's 10d6 for the elemental damage. One of them, basically, you start turning to stone. The other one is you're blinded, and then you make another save. If you fail that save, you're teleported to another plane of existence.
Banished,
It's not like you come back in a minute.
No, you're gone.
You're gone.
That's a spell. Imagine if that had hit in Herald.
Imagine if you'd fought those two.
Mm.
Right.
So good.
Can I?
Herald is flying above you. She's like, no, no.
If I climb up on that pillar, will I be level with her to make melee attacks?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Make an athletics check for me. It's part of your movement.
10.
Can I cheer her on and go, yeah, Cedric, go? Does that give her any boost?
Can you yeet her up?
You got it! Can I yeet her up the pillar?
What HP are you on?
17.
You're going to take 4 points of damage as you're kind of having to bed yourself in, but I'm going to let you climb up to the top of the pillar.
Can I yeet her?
Yeah, you do. You yeet her.
Yes!
And she smashes against the stone as you do so.
Nice.
Sorry!
You climb up to the top, pull yourself up, and you meet Herald eye to eye now as she's kind of hovering this, like, 20 feet above you kind of thing.
Nice.
What do you do? Attack?
I'm going to attack her, yeah.
Okay, 2 attacks.
2 attacks. Whoop, whoop.
Do it.
Nat 20 on one, 17 on the other.
There it is.
Assuming you want a Divine Smite, that Nat 20.
Oh, shit.
There it is.
Right. She's not undead, so... Right, we're going to work this out. What's your normal damage?
My normal damage is 1d8 plus 4.
Right, so you're going to do 8 plus 4 is 12.
Yeah.
Roll another d8 for your weapon.
Bup it up. That's 7 plus 4,
19.
19, yep.
So the 2d8 for Divine Smite would do another 16. So that's 27,
35.
Sure, I'm going to take your math on it. 35. 19, now roll another 2d8.
Fuck me. 7 in total.
42.
3 and a 4.
42.
42 damage.
Of damage.
Does Rook take that?
She's still resistant because of the warding bond.
So 20. Yeah. Like,
so she takes 21.
20.
51. Yeah. However, Rook, Sentry, you kind of feel the power of this attack flow through you. The axe collides in and you channel everything from your matrix. Every sense of protective feeling, all the memories of Solven just flow through into your arm as the axe connects and it breaks whatever barrier was between her and Rook. And she shrieks, howling in pain. And for a moment, you see the vulnerable guardian, this desperate plea that she doesn't want this, that she knows that what she's done is wrong. As the bite slices through, you feel the kind of thing. And then you just look over and you see Rook just collapse to one knee. He like looks up at you, holds the sword, salutes, and falls down.
Fuck.
Rook down, just one enemy left, it's the Herald.
The only person who's near enough to hear what he says is Maximilian. He says something as he falls, but you don't hear him.
Shit.
Rook dies.
And I'm too down to hear it.
And with that, we're at the start of a new round, and I think we need a break.
Oh my god, we need a break.
Ah,
need a
wee.
There's one enemy left.
You need a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in like 5 minutes.
See you in a bit.
Go take a break.